Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
We'll begin with prayer. This is a cold morning. Feels good in here, though. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that you're doing in your people. I thank you for this revival that you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. You know, a real revival, that's when people are dedicated and they stay that way.
Yes.
They stay in the dedication of God.
Amen.
And that's what communion does. It's reviving. It's going back to God. Last week we were around where Peter cut off Malchus' ear. I'll start at verse 8 and come back down. Jesus answered. This is St. John 18, verse 8. Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore ye seek me, let these go their way. And that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them.
You said St. John 18 and 8?
Yeah, 18 and 8.
Okay.
And verse 9, that the saying might be fulfilled which he spake of them which thou gavest me. Have I lost none? And everything that was prophesied about Jesus, he fulfilled every one of them.
Amen.
From the place he was born, where he went, he came out of Egypt, and he lost none of his disciples except for Judas. And that was prophesied. Verse 10. Then Simon Peter, having a sword, drew it, and smote the high priest's servant, and cut off his right ear. The servant's name was Malchus. Then said Jesus unto Peter, put up thy sword into the sheath. The cup which my Father has given me, shall I not drink it? And you know, when he did that, just imagine what Malchus would have thought. He's cut off, Peter cut his ear off and Jesus put it back on. I don't think I would have took Jesus in. Now they followed orders, but that would have, that's something he'll never forget. You had your ear cut off and then Jesus put it back on. And I hope that was enough to get him saved one day. But, when the goodness of God happened, that doesn't always change the mind immediately, but the mind, people have to think on these things.
Amen.
But sin always hardens people's heart. If you get in sin, you can forget everything that God ever did. And that's the problem with sin. It hardens the heart.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When Peter cut the man's ear off, God was also doing Peter a favor too.
Yeah.
Because they would have taken Peter just like they took Jesus.
Yeah.
For cutting the man's ear off.
Uh-huh.
But because Jesus replaced it, he saved Peter.
Right. That's true.
Again.
Yeah, and now the disciples, they had to learn from all this. Uh-huh. They started, a miracle was done, and Jesus is going into captivity, and he's still doing miracles. Mm-hmm. The mindset, sometimes it can be so difficult to get rid of a mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes the Holy Spirit and his works and his miracles, his guidance, to help get us over to the other side. But sometimes you'll be surprised at things we bring in with us. We come into the kingdom of God and we think the same way for a long time in certain areas.
Amen.
And those things.
Mind renewed.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But the faster you renew your mind, the easier it is to receive from God.
Come on now.
The easier it is to grow. We're growing with interference. If you try to watch TV and it's all staticky, like when it rained, in the old days, if it rained, you had to kind of look for your characters because it was snowy, interference. And some channels were clearer. You may have to watch something else on a clearer channel. But when you get rid of things or the world, the voice of God becomes louder.
Yeah.
It's easier for you to receive. It's easier for you to commune with him, get an understanding.
Amen.
And then it becomes easier to receive from other people.
Yes, it does.
That's doing the same thing. So this is how change forms. All right, verse 12. He said, then the band and the captain and officers took the Jews Then the band and the captain and the officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him and led him away to Annas first. For he was father-in-law to Caiaphas, which was the high priest that same year. Now Caiaphas was he which gave counsel to the Jews that it was expedient for that one man should die for the people. Being the high priest, they couldn't argue with him. But he said this by the Holy Spirit, because he was the high priest. And it doesn't seem like he caught it. The Holy Spirit can use people to say things and do things, but they may not catch it themselves. But because of what he said, that settled the, you know, that settled the people. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the most interesting things I ever read, how God can take something simple and settle people. Verse 15, and Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. That disciple was known unto the high priest, and went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. Now, Peter wasn't afraid to hang around, but we know that he denied Jesus. He had a love for Jesus, but he was also in worldly fear. And Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple, which was known unto the high priest, and spake unto her that kept the door, and brought in Peter. Then saith the damsel that kept the door to Peter, Art thou not also one of this man's disciples? He saith, I am not. Mm-hmm. So under pressure, he folded here. He said, I'm not. And we know that he did it more times than that. We'll pick up that next week. But he loved God, but now it's going to cost him something. Mm-hmm. For standing. Uh-huh. And this is the point that we all must reach. No matter what happens, we stand. Our communion can give us that strength. Our daily communion with the Lord, talking to the Lord, dialoguing with him.
Yes.
He can prepare you for the worst, so that when it comes, you'll stand and you'll be as brave as you want to be. Mm-hmm. Now, that, you know, it's my desire to be that way. But to make sure that I'll do my part, I continually confess that I'll do all that's in his heart. No matter what it costs me, I'll do what's in his heart.
Amen.
If you can say it, you can do it. Mm-hmm. And that goes for everybody, saint or sinner. If somebody can say it, they can do it. If they say, I'll kill you, if they keep saying it, they can do it. If they say that they love you, they can do that. So whatever we say, we can do it, because I don't want to get to something that God, that's important for me to do, and then I don't follow through for whatever reason. And this happened before, but I'm not afraid of it. I just want to make sure that I don't do it again. All right, 1 Corinthians 11, and this is the purpose of communion. It helps us to go forward. Verse 24. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Mm-hmm. The New Testament mm-hmm. in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Mm-hmm. At our will, we can reflect on all the wonderful things that the Lord has ever said to us. That's communion.
Yes,
just like eating the bread and drinking the wine. It's communion. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for all that love you and want to do your will. Those who have that lasting dedication in their heart, bless us to do all that's in your heart and stand in no matter what happens, we stand in you, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Thurston, you said something about sin and about how it hardens your heart. Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of made even more real the scripture. We're faithful to justice to give us if we confess our sins.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way on earth we can confess all our sins. No way. I mean, you've got, of course, Joanne would disagree with you. You go above the spirit, that's a sin to me.
Because mm-hmm.
it's breaking this law that's a just law.
Mm-hmm.
And it's there for a purpose. But when you got, you're aware of your sins mm-hmm. and you confess them, because Jesus already covered all your sins.
Yeah.
Everybody in here would agree uh-huh. with that. But it keeps your heart more tender to Him.
Yeah.
And it keeps you, there is a place you can apostate and you can be so away from God you can never get back.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps you from being so hard. It makes you aware of what you're doing and using His strength.
Mm-hmm.
So that, you talk about a little scripture and a verse with really opens stuff up.
Yeah.
Well, you, what you said about that sin hard in your heart really just clarified that scripture a whole lot more for me.
Amen. Awesome. I love God. You know, that's the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
All right.